啊，今日信約經文係詩篇嘅145篇第14至20節，同埋都係喺個約翰福音嘅15章9至15節。
Today's scripture reading is taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 145, verses 14 to 20, and John, chapter 15, verses 9 through 15.
我先用中文讀完英文讀出。
We'll first read this first in Cantonese and then in English.
系诗篇嘅145篇14至20節，凡跌倒的，耶和华将他们扶持；凡被压下的，将他们扶起。万民都举目仰望你，你随时给他们食物。你将手使有生气的都随俗随愿饱足。耶和华在他一切所行的无不公义，在他一切所作的都有慈爱。凡求告耶和华的，就是诚心求告他的，耶和华便与他们相近。敬畏他的，他必成就他们的心愿，也必听他们的呼求，拯救他们。耶和华保护一切爱他的人，却要灭绝一切的恶人。系约翰福音嘅15章9至15節。我爱你们，正如父爱我一样，你们要常在我的爱里。你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样，这就是我的命令。人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个大的。你们若遵行我所吩咐的，就是我的朋友了。以后我不再称你们为仆人，因仆人不知道主人所作的事，我仍称你们为朋友，因我从父所听见的已经都告诉你们了。
Psalm chapter 145, verse 14. The Lord upholds all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand, you satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and kind in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desire of those who fear him. He also hears their cry and saves them. The Lord preserves all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends. For all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you.
今日前牧师为正道，题目系上帝之爱多方面的本质第二轮。
The title of Pastor Wilson Chang's message today is The Multidimensional Nature of God's Love, Part 2.
Morning. If you've been with us last time, we've been looking at the different aspects of God's love revealed to us in Psalm 145 and John 15.
如果过去星期你同我哋一齐有听嘅崇拜嘅时候，我哋都系继续嘅去讲紧呢个神嘅爱喺145篇嘅诗篇入边，同埋呢个约翰福音第15章。
We saw that God's love is multi-dimensional and not simple.
我睇到就话神当中讲嘅爱系几咁多嘅唔同嘅层面，同埋都唔系咁简单。
Just by way of review, let me show you that. In Psalm 145:17, It says the Lord is righteous in all his ways and loving toward all he has made.
在诗篇第145篇第17节讲到就话耶和华在他一切所行的无不公义，在他一切所做的都有慈爱。
This is what the theologians call the common grace love of God.
这就是神学家都讲的，就话这个就是普通的恩典，就是一个神的爱。
I have on slide two here the some of the attributes of common grace. The common grace love of God means God gives, for example, wisdom, moral intuitions.
什么叫普通的恩典呢？神的爱就是说，讲到就说神是给到人的智慧，还有给到我们有道德的观念。
He gives humanity gifts of beauty across the human race, especially in difficult times.
也都是神都是给到这个人，普通，全部的人都有这个恩典，也都是给到有这个特别的，给到在人当中有受到痛苦的时间。
This isn't on the slide, but excellence, courage, wisdom, humility, those are examples of beautiful gifts from God.
也就是说，给到人有这个忍耐，也给人有这个美好，也都是所有的东西，都是神所供给的。
It says in our text that he upholds all who fall.
也都是神说，经文说神会去扶持一切跌倒的人。
What that means is he gives endurance and hope.
即是说给到人有这个忍耐，给到人有这个盼望。
He also provides us fortitude, that is strength of character.
也都给到我们人有这个坚忍。
And he gives strength across the human race because he loves all, it says.
就是因为人,
all he has made.
就是因为神去爱他所创造的人，去给到人，所有的人有这个力量。
And Christian theologians call that the common grace of God for all he has made.
这就是说神学家所讲的一个基本的普通的恩典，给神的爱，给到所有的人。
But then I hope you saw that there's a shift as you proceed in the text to verses 18 to 20.
但希望你都看到就是说有根据的诗篇里面讲到一个些少的转向的方向，讲在18至20节。
It says there, the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He fears their cry and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him.
就在18至20节就说，凡求告耶和华的，就是诚心求告他的，耶和华便与他们相近。 敬畏他的，他必成就他们的心愿，也必听他们的呼求，拯救他们。耶和华保护一切爱他的人，却要灭绝一切的恶人。Did
you notice the shift in emphasis on whom the Lord is near?
大家听唔听到就系话呢个嘅转变咧？佢讲到
to call upon the Lord is more than just prayer in the Bible. And I have this on slide three. To call on someone is to rely on them. It's to trust in them.
这个讲就话，求告去求告呼求，系唔系就咁简单，唔系话只系简单嘅普通嘅祈祷。因为呼求意思即系话系完全嘅去依赖嗰个人，去相信嗰个人。
We're talking about people who accept what God says about who He is in Holy Scripture.
我们去求告，意思即系话嗰啲人去相信神，去相信呢个神，关于喺圣经面所讲。Of
course, verses 18 and 20 are referring to those who believe, those who trust in Him.
18至20节就系话讲到话佢哋系相信耶和华嗰班嘅人。And
that's why the emphasis in the Bible that believers rely on the Lord. They are in close relationship. They want to develop that relationship with Him.
所以话求告佢嘅人，即系话佢哋系相信神嘅人，佢哋系同神入边当中系一个好亲密嘅关系。Scriptures
go on in describing that relationship. They fear him. They love him. God saves them.
同佢亲密嘅关系，即系话佢哋系有敬畏神嘅，佢哋系爱神嘅。And
this is what the theologians call the special saving love of God for those who believe.
呢个就系神学家所讲嘅，若然相信佢嘅人，佢哋有一个特别嘅恩，特别嘅拯救。
Now we also said last time that God is not only righteous, but also, as the latter part of 17 says, kind in all His works.
咁啊，上个星期都有讲，就话神唔单止系个公义嘅神，亦都系一个慈爱嘅神。
And we don't typically put those two terms together.
我哋好多时唔会话将呢两个字眼公义同慈爱摆埋一齐。
Right, it's difficult to be both righteous and kind at the same time.
因为普通来讲就话我们很难的一个人有同时是公义同时都是慈爱。
Because we human beings swing to one extreme or the other.
因为我作为人的我们很容易的是倾向是第一边一是你很公义一边就很慈爱。
I think you will agree with me that we human beings are either rigid, demanding, or excessively lenient.Or tolerant.
我都可能会同意就话，我哋作为人嘅，一系就一方面就话好，好坚硬嘅，我哋一定好恶咁样嘅。另一方面又可能好迁就、好慈爱嘅。
But God is perfect, and these things find perfect harmony in Him.
但神就唔同，神就系喺中间入边系揾到一个嘅终点，就话有当中入边有慈爱，亦都有公义。
And we see that most readily in Jesus.
我特别嘅就话喺耶稣基督入边去睇到
Jesus, God the Son, God who came in human flesh. He was simultaneously high and humble.
我睇到就话特别嘅喺耶稣入边睇到就话佢嚟到呢个世界上睇到话佢既为高嘅，但系佢有一个谦卑
Jesus, the Christ, was strong and tender.
佢既系刚强嘅，亦都系有温柔。
He's righteous yet gracious.
佢系公义嘅，但佢有呢个仁慈。
He's powerful and merciful at the same time.
佢有能力嘅，但同时嘅佢有呢个怜悯。
He shows ultimate authority yet in tenderness.
佢有呢个极嘅权威，但系亦都系俾出呢个温柔。
Holy demands justice yet always forgiving.
佢有呢个宽，有一个圣洁。但系当中入边亦都有个宽恕。
Jesus just yet compassionate。
佢耶稣基督佢系一个公正嘅神，但系亦都有充满着富有一个同情心。
At times you see his holy anger against sin, yet he's also gentle to sinners。
亦都睇到就话佢对呢个罪系好生气、好激气，但系喺当中入边佢对呢个罪人当中都有一个宽恕。
Or to put it simply, he's firm。Yet friendly.
再我哋讲就话，耶稣基督佢系一个好坚定嘅神，但系都系一个好友善嘅神。
Of course, he's of infinity, and we can't stop in explaining him because he's just great.
神耶稣基督系一个完全嘅神，我哋好难用字眼能够去容易去。讲解佢，形容佢。
Text goes on and says he answers prayer, preserves the righteous, and destroys the wicked.
你圣经未讲就话佢亦都系去答允我哋嘅祷告，佢去扶持嘅公义，亦都系去破坏一切有罪恶嘅。
Now we touched on all of that last time, so we have to move on now. And let me ask you this as we move on.How does one respond to such a great God?
所以我上个星期已经讲到呢啲所有嘅嘢啦。我哋继续就系话，我哋知道神系咁样嘅神啦。我应该作为人嘅，我应该点样去回应呢个咁样嘅神呢
？What does such splendor, majesty, mercy, might call for?
咁我哋作为人啦，我哋应该点样去去回应呢？
Well, the answer's in the first part of Psalm 145, which we weren't able to read because of the sake of time.
我应该点样去回应呢？就话喺145篇喺前面嗰段，我哋今日冇读到嘅。
But if you read that, and I hope you will this afternoon, the first part of Psalm 145, if you read it, you'll see the response, passionate praise.
我哋就话点样回应呢？就话我哋系去永永远远。是去称颂佢嘅名。
And I have this on slide 3 here. If you are familiar with Psalm 145 already, you know, in the first part, you see that we are to extol him or lift him on high.
既然你相信这个诗篇145篇，就话我哋要永永，我哋要尊崇你，我哋永永远称颂你嘅名，将你嘅名去高举。
To extol is to exalt above all others. It's to set him as preeminent.
我哋去将佢嘅名去高举，意思即系话我哋将佢系摆喺最终嘅第一位。
I also have this on slide 4. We also bless, praise, commend, and declare him to those around us.
所以我哋需要嘅喺我哋附近侧边嘅人，我哋需要嘅去赞美我哋嘅神，去歌颂我哋嘅神。
Psalm 145 goes on and says, we meditate, speak, and pour forth praise of his abundant goodness.
我们都需要去默念，去讲解，或者都是去赞美他的大恩大能。
The psalmist also says, we sing aloud, we give thanks, and make known his mighty deeds.
我们都需要他去唱诗，去歌颂他，也都是去感谢他，也都去将他的信息，去让人去知道他的大德。
And we human beings are called to do that every day, says verse 2, and forever and ever, verse 2 and verse 21.
我作为人的，我需要每天、每日、永远、远远的都要去这样做，去赞美神。
And above all else, may our praise and honor and joyful celebration of this God be great. As verse 3 says, great is the Lord, and therefore greatly to be praised.
所以我们要去赞美神，我们就说耶和华本为大，该受极大的赞美，他的极大是无法测度。
Now, you have to be honest with yourself. Do you do that?
我们会问自己，我们究竟有没有这样去赞美神呢？
Do you know this multidimensional loving God?
你是不是真的认识这个这么不同层面这么伟大的神呢？
Again, his love is multidimensional, righteous and gracious at the same time.
他是一个很伟大的神，他有一个公义，也有慈爱的神。
And as you'll see on slide 7, why? Why the confusion on what love really is?
但是为什么就说我们作为人的，为什么仍然都是很迷糊，不清楚究竟爱是什么呢？
Why do most of us make the mistake that these two things, righteousness and graciousness, they don't mesh together?
但是为什么我仍然都是不够明白，为什么一个神可以同时公义又同时有慈爱的呢？
Well, here's analogy that I think fits, though imperfectly. Look at the parent-young child relationship.
我们是找一个例子，特别一个例子，譬如说我们去看到这个父母和他们的子女的关系。
I know for some of you who are parents, you can relate to this a little bit better. It forces us more than any other relationship, the parent-young child relationship, to actually love someone the way God loves us.
我作为父母的，我容易啲去睇到呢个嘅，我哋话神同人嘅关系。
You moms, especially, know this firsthand.
作为一个嘅父母，亦都系妈妈嘅特别嘅系清楚呢个关系。
And the reason is obvious, because in the beginning, your little children give you nothing in return for your everything.
就话好特别嘅睇，就话喺细路仔细个嘅时候。 作为父母的，你会做任何所有的事，但你没有得到任何的回报。Right,
the infant, the toddler, they are totally dependent on you, parent, for everything.
小朋友，你要帮他做了很多很多的事，去帮他筹备，去保护他。Right,
that little one-year-old, they are not able to give you anything in return for the commitment, for the sacrifice, for the service you give them.
就好像譬如说这个小孩子的BB可能是一岁左右, 你会为到呢个一岁嘅细路仔去做所有嘅嘢，为佢嘅爱心俾到佢，但系你唔会得到任何系从呢个一岁当中有咩回报。
Of course, they bring you joy at times as you hold them in your arms.
系除咗譬如话你可能会系抱住佢，佢好开心对住你笑，俾佢嘅快乐。
But obviously, they're not old enough to actually reciprocate the love that you sacrificially give to them.
但话就系呢个 BB 仔嘅一岁到当中，佢唔能够佢有乜嘢做啲乜嘢，佢真系回报翻你所俾到佢嘅爱。
And at a certain human level, the young baby, the young child is going to die if you don't drastically change your lifestyle to adjust.To their needs.
是特别的，譬如说有些层面就是说，若然你作为父母的，没特别的去改变，或者没特别的去照顾他的时候，这些小孩不能够去生存。
Every parent knows that.
每一个父母都知道这样。
Your life changes when you have children.
就说当我们作为父母的，我们生活的环境，我们生活所做的事是环绕着我们的小朋友。
Your life revolves around that infant.
我哋生命嘅循环系围绕着呢个小朋友嘅成长。
Your life routines, including your sleep patterns, are altered.
我哋生命当中嘅所有嘅做嘅嘢，就算系瞓觉都会有改变。
That's why when you talk to parents who had twins, it's doubly troubling.
特別嘅，譬如話，若然一個父母佢係有有兩個細路仔一齊嘅，有打孖上嘅，更加係辛苦。
And that's why marriages are greatly challenged when babies enter the scene。
所以夫婦嘅婚姻係特別嘅係受到挑戰，當呢個 B 有佢哋當中邊有小朋友。
You parents know that.Your marriage commitment is extremely tested during those early years of child raising.
所以我作为父母的，当我们小朋友还小的时候，我们的父母的婚姻的当中的关系特别是受到挑战。
Both the husband and wife are faced with tremendous challenges in their lifestyle, in their relationship to each other when the child comes.
所以当一个小朋友成长小的时候，作为一个爸爸妈妈的，他们在生命当中不同的层面，他们的关系都互相的有改变，有一个挑战。
So let me ask you all, why the strain? Why the strain on the marriage relationship during times of child raising?
所以说为什么这个婚姻会有一个这么大的挑战呢？
Well, what happens over the years is that your heart, the core of your being,is completely bound up with your children.
點解呢個婚姻呢個關係當中咁大嘅挑戰咧？就因為我當中入邊有小朋友，我哋嘅心係傾向住呢個嘅小朋友。
You begin to realize that your joy is wrapped up in their joy.
咁啊，就話父母佢當中嘅快樂係建於喺小朋友當中嘅快樂。
If they're unhappy, you're unhappy.
如果小朋友当中他们不快乐的时候，这个父母都是当中不会有快乐。
Your happiness is bound up with the happiness of your small children.
所以父母当中的快乐是建于在这个小朋友当中去健康快乐的成长。
Now, on the other hand, when you start out in marriage, we actually usually start on a much more selfish basis.
另一方面，当在我们的婚姻里面当中，我哋开头两夫妇嘅婚姻嘅建立当中，系可能系有个些少自私嘅机缘。
We come together because we think this other person can meet our needs。
当两个人去互相嘅喺住埋一齐，佢哋有一个婚姻嘅时候，佢哋系希望能够对方又能够去俾到我一个嘅需要。
And what happens over time?Is the other person goes through some rough patches of life.
但可能经过一段时间之后，另一对方可能有一个生命当中有困难。
And during those stressful times, especially, they're not now giving you what you want.
所以话喺呢个当中困难嘅时候，可能其中一个夫妇，一个嘅丈夫，可能系丈夫，佢唔能够俾到我嘅需要啦。
And you start to say to yourself, he or she is not now being the spouse she used to be.
所以就话当喺个困难当中嘅时候，夫妇可能睇到就话，哦，你作为呢个丈夫嘅，或者你作为妻子嘅，你唔能够去俾到我当初我嘅需要。
Then you conclude, then I don't have to be the husband or wife I used to be.
就话你而家都俾，而家话就话，我觉得你唔能够俾到我所嘅需要，我唔能够成为我应该要嘅应该做嘅作为妻子或者丈夫。
You think that's the only fair way to resolve this dilemma?
我作为夫妇仍然系咁样嘅时候睇，就话觉得。要互相嘅能够俾到对方嘅需要先至系公平嘅。
You think your spouse started this？
都有困难当中嘅时候，我哋会去互相嘅去讲就话，系你去开始产生呢个问题先。
He or she thinks you started it。
但另一个方面就话，可能对方就觉得唔系，系你开始呢个问题先啫。
And so you're both thinking why？Why should I go out of my way now to do this or to do that?
所以夫妇当中就有拗叫，就觉得点解我要让步去让对方呢？
And slowly over the years, year after year, you do this, tension builds.
所以夫妇当中唔能够一个和谐嘅时候，就开始会产生呢个嘅摩擦。
There's trouble because this person is not meeting your needs.
这个摩擦就是因为对方不能，夫妇的对方不能够去供给到对方的需要。
And you start to grow distant, pulling back from the relationship.
那夫妇当中就开始有一个的分裂，开始的是疏远。
But meanwhile, as the years pass by with your children, you're still sacrificing giving unconditionally because they need you.
但喺同小朋友当中，仍然嘅系有呢个嘅牺牲，仍然嘅继续嘅去俾到呢个小朋友。
At the end of 20 years, no matter how wayward or foolish your children are, you still love them unconditionally.
所以话过咗可能系二十年之后，无论你嘅小朋友系几咁嘅唔听话、逾绝嘅，你仍然嘅都系可能会毫无条件嘅去爱佢哋。
At the end of those same 20 years.You say there's no love left in my marriage.
但相反嘅，仍然喺夫妇当中嘅，仍然都系咁嘅拗撬当中嘅时候，二十年当中之后就系话，呢个婚姻已经再冇呢个爱。
Now, as you evaluate that case study, how did that happen?
咁我就睇翻呢个嘅例子，点解会咁嘅事发生咧
？It's because you were probably practicing imperfectly.God's definition of love, which is unconditional love, with your kids.
点解有个问题咧？就话我哋作为人嘅夫妇，可能会系去有呢个嘅无条件嘅爱对住佢哋嘅小朋友。
You weren't doing that consistently with your spouse.
但系就冇将呢个同一样嘅无条件嘅爱去对住你哋嘅配偶。
Unconditional love means I'm willing to sacrifice, give myself towards your human flourishing, and not expect anything in return.
无条件嘅爱即系话我愿意去无条件嘅去付出，去牺牲我自己，去令到对方有呢个开心，系唔会话祈求有咩嘅回报。
Now the past matters, but here's what's so amazing.
吓，有咩嘢咁奇妙咧？
No matter how hard you work, you never really completely have that kind of selfless love with any human being.
但其实就话无论我哋系几咁嘅落力去做到尝试，我哋系唔能够完全嘅系有呢个嘅无条件唔自私嘅爱去对住其他人。
You can't, because the Bible says you have a sinful nature.
我作为人是没可能去感到做到有一个无私的爱，因为我们是一班的罪人。
But God showers those who believe in Him with His kind of love, unconditional love.
但神去将佢嘅爱去灌溉喺佢相信佢嘅人。
You know, that kind of love that we saw in a case study. The parental love toward young children.
就话呢种嘅爱就好似爱作为父母对子女嘅爱，神亦都好似咁样去俾到我哋。
You give, give, give. And the very young children, they can't give you anything back.
神对我哋嘅爱就好似系不断嘅系俾到我哋，俾到我哋，俾到我哋。好似我哋作为父母嘅，我哋不断嘅俾到我哋嘅爱俾我哋嘅小朋友，而佢哋唔会能够俾我哋有任何嘅回报。
What they do give you is the joy of their being, the joy of your serving them.
而你所得到嘅可能有所有嘅可能嘅回报就系话你好开心，你能够去为到你嘅小朋友而服侍。
By the way, the Bible refers to this kind of godly love as hesed. That's a term that we saw in previous messages. An Old Testament term, a Hebrew term, hesed.
因为真正所讲嘅神嘅爱就系为一个好无条件嘅爱。
That's the love of God toward His children, the believer.
因为无条件嘅爱就系话神对住佢嘅去相信佢嘅子民。
It's what theologians call covenantal love, an unconditional commitment to a lesser party from a greater party.
呢个就系话当中嘅无条件嘅爱就好似一个盟约嘅爱，就系话呢个盟约嘅爱就系话呢个嘅爱系从一个伟大嘅人对住一个低下嘅人。
Hesed, covenantal love, unconditional love. That's God's love for us.
神嘅爱就系呢一种咁嘅爱，系一个无条件嘅爱，呢个盟约嘅爱。
We saw last time that God's heart is intertwined with ours.
我上次睇到就话神嘅心系同我哋都系有呢个嘅影响。
Your heart is wrapped up with God's heart.
我哋嘅心系被神嘅心去影响。
Right, we saw that last week as we looked at John 15 verses 10 and 11.
我哋上个礼拜睇到就话喺约翰福音嘅第15章第10节同埋11节。
If you were with us last time, you know, you ought to be obedient to the Lord. That's what it says.
我上个礼拜睇到就话我哋需要嘅去遵守神嘅诫命。
But that is a means to an end.
但呢个只系一个嘅方法，我哋应该要去做。
God ultimately wants your fullness of joy.
神系希望我哋有充满着呢个快乐。
That will bring God delight.
因为当我哋嘅人去快乐嘅时候，亦都系俾到神当中有一个喜乐。
Remember the verse I only show you two today. This is on slide 8, but these verses you saw last time as well. They show us this. God, Isaiah 63:9. In all their distress, he too was distressed.
喺个以赛亚书第63章第9节都讲就话。他们在一切患难中，他也同受苦难。
Of course, there is referring to God's people, Israel, back in Isaiah's day.
喺以赛亚书所讲嘅，当时就系话以色列人佢哋当时亦都系受到苦难嘅时候，神都系去伤心。
You also see Judges 10:16, and he could bear Israel's misery no longer.
亦都系其他嘅书卷俾我就话，又话因以色列人受的苦难，心中担忧。
God so identifies with us that in a sense he shifts, so now he's not happy unless you, the believer, are flourishing.
就话被当中睇到就话神，当我哋人系有受苦嘅时候，神亦都系有担忧，神唔会有个开心。除非我哋都有一个快乐。
See, that's the opposite of selfishness or ego.
所以就话呢个就系自私自我嘅相反。
In selfishness or ego, you look at somebody out there and you say, "I have needs."
因为自私或者自我就话我哋睇到别人嘅时候，只系睇到就话我有咩需要。
If this person loves, serves, does all these things for me, I don't feel dumb anymore.
就话若然嗰个人系去爱嘅，系服侍嘅，能够做咩嘢都为我做嘅，我就唔会觉得有咩唔妥啦。
Or in other words, I want this person to put their good into mine.
意思即系话，我希望对方能够去帮我做晒所有嘅嘢。
That's how we normally start out in our relationships.
呢个就系我作为人嘅好普通嘅，就话爱人与人当中有一个关系，好多时就系咁样。
And that's exactly the opposite of God's love.
我哋有一个自私嘅自我嘅关系，呢个就系完全同神嘅爱嘅相反。
We say, I want this person to build me up. I want this person to be committed to my needs.
我哋会讲就话，我希望对方能够去帮助我成长，我希望对方能够去俾到我嘅需要。
Right? You want the other person to meet your agenda, your future glory.
我希望对方能够去帮到我嘅所有嘅程序，帮助我所有嘅解决一切所有嘅问题，帮助我以后嘅嘅未来。
That's ego, not love. That's ego.
呢个就系人嘅自私自我，呢个唔系神嘅爱。
That's the opposite of God's unconditional hesed love。
人嘅呢个自私自我就系完全对神呢个无条件嘅爱嘅相反。
Now we know from the scriptures that God is omnipotent, yet He says, "My heart is filled with pain. How can I bear to give you up?"
喺爱神爱之后就话神系一个全能嘅神。但佢讲到就话我嘅爱系充满着但佢亦都讲到话我爱充满着你嘅伤痛吓，点解咧？神点解我神能够系会咁做咧
？And C.S. Lewis, a famous Christian of a past generation, helps us here in understanding that. This is on slide 9, which you have before you. Lewis says this about God's amazing love: human love, as Plato teaches us.Is the child of poverty, of a want or lack. It is caused by a real or supposed good in its beloved, which the lover needs and desires. But God has no needs. He can give good, but cannot need or get it. In that sense, all his love is, as it were, bottomlessly selfless by very definition.
呢个就系路易斯佢想讲解神嘅奇妙嘅爱，佢讲到就话人嘅爱同埋神嘅爱有几咁嘅唔同。之后牧师有一个讲解。
Do you see what C.S. Lewis is getting at here？
你睇唔到路易斯佢所讲嘅意思咧
？God is everything. So how can God say His heart is filled with pain for us？
意思就系话点解就系话神系已经系充满着神系拥有所有。啊！點解神會講話佢嘅心係被我哋嘅痛，佢嘅心點解會充滿咗我哋嘅傷痛咧
？How could God, omnipotent God, say you're breaking my heart？
點解神會講話啊？你作為你子民，你哋點解會去破碎我嘅心咧
？How could God say when I see you in distress, human being, it distresses me？
为什么神会这样讲呢？他说，当我看到你伤痛的时候，我都有伤痛。
And Lewis puts it well. He says, God has made himself able to want and to hunger.
路易斯讲就话，神也都是将他自己都有一个的希望，也都是有一个的需求。
I know you're scratching your head and saying, how can that be, right? God is eternal fullness. He has everything.
我怎么说怎么有可能呢神是已经是充满着所有神怎么会仲会有所想仲会有所渴求的呢
Now certainly there is mystery here.
当中是我们都不能够去明白。
And you know, it's not hard to understand because we're limited, right? We're limited. We're human beings. We're creatures. Of course, we can't fully comprehend an infinite God.
我们作为子民的我们是有这样的需要。我哋唔能够去完全明白呢个无限嘅神。
But the biblical truth stated here again is this: God is in want for our fullness of joy. That's John 15:11.
但系约翰福音第十五章十一节好清楚讲就话，神系有一个欲，系有一个希望， 希望就话我哋有呢个快乐满足。
And if he doesn't see that, he isn't happy. He isn't satisfied.
圣经好清楚讲就话，神佢自己若然见到人唔系有快乐，唔系有个满足嘅时候，佢自己都唔会有一个嘅开心快乐。
The world says, as long as he or she is meeting my needs, I'm in. I'm in the relationship.
但呢个世界观就完全唔同，世界观就话。哦，若然对方能够去帮到我嘅需要的时候，我就会同呢个人有呢个嘅朋友关系，或者有呢个联系。
I feel great because he or she is meeting my needs. I love the feeling.
啊，若然对方能够去帮到我嘅时候，啊，我好开心，我中意有呢个感受。
You're fooling yourself. That's ego.
呢个系其实系自我自私嘅感受。
Because as soon as that person stops meeting your needs, what happens? You're out of there. Your friendship is gone.
但好快嘅话，当对方唔能够去继续去满足我嘅需要嘅时候，你就会觉得啊，我唔再需要同呢个人再做朋友啦。
Things like sacrificially giving of time and assets are gone.
啊，话哦，我要需要咁样去牺牲我嘅时间，牺牲我嘅嘅拥有嘅时间去帮助嘅人。
Because you know what we do? What we modern people do? We just leave.
啊，若然我得唔到我哋嘅需要嘅时候，唔能得到呢个需要嘅满足，人嘅关系就破碎啦。
You see that? That's why the divorce rate is so high in the United States, even amongst believers.
所以话，当人当中唔能够得到呢个对方嘅满足嘅时候，就觉得唔再需要有呢个关系，所以喺美国当中或者呢个国家，甚至系有基督徒嘅，就所以有呢个离婚嘅问题。
Love like God is love, because God's love is really astonishing.
但我哋嘅爱系需要好似神嘅当中嘅爱，先至有呢个咁奇妙嘅爱。
Now where do you get the power to do unconditional love?
但我从喺边一度，我哋先能够得到呢个嘅无条件嘅爱咧
？Where do you and I get the strength, the power to live the way we're supposed to live？
我从喺边一个当中，我哋能够去得到呢个嘅无条件嘅爱，去过活我哋嘅生命咧
？Well, again, let me use an analogy from a real life experience. Early on in my pastoral career, I used to do many of what we call now communicants class.
当我是牧师，是当初他作为牧师的时候，他做了很多关于很多的洗礼班。
I did that a lot, especially in my first pastorate in California.
当他在加州的时候，他作牧师的时候，他做了很多的教导在洗礼班里面当中。
I also did some of that early on as a church planner here in New York.
也都是在当他来纽约之后，我们去直堂的时候，陈牧师仍都是有一个教导。
If you're not familiar with the term communicants, those are the meetings where our young people who grew up in believing families learn more about being a Christian.
咁就话会有一个嘅倾偈嘅时候，嗰啲嘅朋友，啲年轻嘅人，佢哋系喺个嘅信咗嘅家庭当中系成长嘅，但佢更加想去学习，更加想去认识咩叫作为基督徒。
In our present ministry, we use a workbook, Understanding the Faith.
现在的我们仍然继续去学习，我们去看一本书叫做《学习这个的信心》。
And David Chan, Wilson Y, and Pastor Thomas do a lot of that ministry now.
也都是牧师的，我们两位长老也都是继续的，到现在是做了很多这种的教导。
And over the last few years, most of the teens in a class,are fairly young teens.
在当中，在那些的班里面，那些是年轻人，是很年轻。
And among other things, in that book, that workbook, we go over the law of God or the Ten Commandments.
在当中里面的学习的当中，我们会看到神的律法，也会看到这个十诫。
Jesus summarizes the law by quoting the Old Testament, love God and love neighbor as yourself.
耶稣基督他去讲解这个律法，他用着旧约去讲解，就说我们需要去爱神，也都去爱我们的邻舍。
And In that class, we usually explain that means you love your neighbor as if your neighbor was yourself.
当中话我哋去爱个邻舍，我哋个邻舍爱到好似话我哋爱我哋自己一样。
You put your good in a neighbor's good. So your neighbor's flourishing, your neighbor's joy is the only way you can be happy.
好啊，我哋点样去爱个邻舍？就话去爱到我哋好似爱自己一样，我哋嘅快乐嘅时候，我哋嘅邻舍都会快乐。
Now, of course, teens usually respond in this way. You're saying the way God wants us to live is that I should be as happy for my friend as I should be happy for myself.
咁意思咁啊，年青人去回答嘅时候，觉得就话哦，神即系话意思，我哋点样去过活？就话我哋要对我哋嘅朋友就好似我哋对我哋自己，我哋想我自己好开心快乐，我哋都系同一个方法，我哋应该咁样去对我哋嘅朋友。
And even young people would say, astutely, that's impossible. That's crazy.
但年轻人就觉得咁系黐线嘅，咁系冇可能嘅。But
in the past, I would respond by saying, don't you want to be loved like that?
以前我会同佢哋咁讲就话，唔通你自己唔想好似咁样去被人相爱咩？被人爱咩？
Don't you want to have somebody love you so much that they're as happy as you are when you're happy?
唔通你唔想有个人爱你爱到个程度，好似觉得佢嘅快乐亦都系好似你嘅快乐一样咩？
They're not happy unless you're happy.
啊，佢哋唔会开心，除非你会开心。
Don't you want someone to love you like that?
唔通你唔想一个人好似咁样爱你咩？
Then God is only requiring of you what you want from others.
神就系话，要你就去咁做。
But none of us can love our neighbor as ourselves.
但冇一个人好似我，好似佢可以咁爱。
That's the reason we need to be saved. That's the reason we need God's forgiveness.
所以我哋需要神嘅宽恕。
None of us loves like God loves.
冇个人好似爱神一样咁爱。
That's why you need to trust in the person and work of another, Jesus the Christ.
所以我哋需要耶稣基督去教导我哋。
Slide 10 says, I have John 15:13 on there. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends.
耶稣基督就在这个约翰福音15章13节讲，就说人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没比这个大的。There
are two amazing things in that verse. First, God would ever be our friend.
第一就话两样好奇嘅就话，第一样嘢就话神就会好似我哋朋友。
Do you know how often you ignore God?
我哋知唔知其实我哋有好多时我哋去唔去理会神。
Like he's in the suburbs of your life. He's not in center city. He's in the suburbs.
我哋唔系话神系好远咁样。
Why would he want to be friends us who don't pay any attention to him?
点解神会系爱我哋呢啲嘅人？我哋冇好亲近佢。
But the reason why Jesus can be your friend is because he came here. He came to earth.
耶稣基督佢能够成为我哋嘅朋友，因为佢亲自嘅嚟到呢个世界。
We saw that verse, Isaiah 63:9, when God says, "In your distress, I am distressed."
喺个旧约入边，当中神就讲就话，当人系一切痛苦患难当中，佢都系同受呢个苦难。
Of course, in the Old Testament age, Jesus didn't come yet, right? So that was metaphorical. That truth was metaphorical.
喺旧约当中，耶稣基督系未嚟嘅时候，呢个系象征式咁讲。
Right? He didn't send Jesus yet. God didn't become incarnate yet.
喺旧约当中嘅时候，仲未有耶稣，所以佢所讲解嗰个感受系一个象征。
But it's not metaphorical in the New Testament, right?
但喺新约嘅时候，已经唔系一个象征式啦。
Christianity is the only religion that says God is not just metaphorically in pain.
基督教是唯一的宗教是说他所说的爱有个痛楚不是一个象征式。
He's not metaphorically pained by our pain.
我所基督教的我所相信的神那种说的痛苦不是一个象征式的痛苦。
No, the New Testament clearly says he actually came to earth and became a human being. For what? To suffer.
在圣经里面我很清楚就说基督教是所相信的耶稣基督他真的亲自的来到世界上他亲自的受这个来到受苦。
Jesus knew what it was like to be rejected.
他知道他会受这个拒绝。
How do you feel when somebody rejects you?
既然人是去拒绝我们的时候我们有什么感受呢
?He knew what it was to be hungry.
他知道爱人恐惧的时间。
He knew what it was like to be tormented.
他知道受到这个的鞭打这个的虐待的感受。
He knew what it was like to be killed.
他都知道他明白他被宰杀。
Or put in summary form, he knows what it's like to be you.
也都是说他知道我作为人的感受。
Because he came here, and he so identified with us, he became a human being. He put on human flesh.
为什么能够感受到所有的一切因为他亲自的去灵救他亲自的来到这个世界他亲自的去成为一个人去感受到我们所有会的感受。
In contrast, when you and I identify with somebody else, we can't do that.
但我们跟其他人我们不能这样做。
But God did that.
但神去做到他自己。
It's because he did we're forgiven for our lack of love.
他自己就是能够这样做他自己亲自的来到去能够宽恕我们因为他的爱。
And when you see him doing that, that inspires you. It empowers you to love the way he wants us to love.
然而能够去明白神是他自己的牺牲是来到这个世上为到我们的工作就影响到我们就给到我们能力也都给我们能够去学习到我们应该怎样去爱其他人。
You know, I've had the pleasure of doing many of your weddings.
我很开心我都能够去参与了你们很当中的很多对夫妇的婚姻。
And often the,couple chooses 1 Corinthians 13, that famous love chapter in the Bible.
很多夫妇也都在个结婚的当中去选择用这个哥林多前书第十三章讲到爱。
At the end of First Corinthians 13, it says charity, which is love, remains.
在当中的哥林多前书十三章，他讲到就话所有的嘢，就话讲到当中爱的存在。
It says prophecy will pass away, this will pass away, that will pass away, but charity, which is love, stays.
当中讲就话好多嘢会系去挥去，呢样嘢会冇咗，但系唯有爱会存留。
And what you have before you is two verses from 1 Corinthians 13, 12 and 13. It says, "For now we see in a mirror dimly." But then face to face, now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known. So now faith, hope, and love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love.
就说在哥林多前书第十三章十二十三节，他说我们如今仿佛对着镜子观看，模糊不清。到那时就要面对面了。我如今所知道的有限，到那时就全知道，如同主知道我一样。如今常存的有信、有望、有爱这三样，其中最大的就是爱。
You know, if you had to summarize the Bible, and many of you know this because if you read the Bible, you can't miss this. It's all about relationship. God wants a relationship with you, but it's strained right now because of sin.
如果你有睇圣经嘅时候，呢一段嘅经文你一定唔会错过，就讲到呢个人当中嘅爱，亦都系神俾我哋嘅爱。就但系我哋好困难去明白，因为当中入边我哋人系有罪。
That's why in church we constantly teach, know God, know God, know God. You know, relate to Him. You know, get in the way of grace. You know, relate to God.
所以我哋话好多人都讲话，我哋唔好讲。好多嘅恩典啊，我哋要需要去分，但系其实我哋需要嘅去回归转俾神。
Right, have your quiet time, cultivate that relationship。
我哋需要嘅去自己嘅去咀嚼神人同神嘅关系。
And one of the reasons why, which is obvious, is as 1 Corinthians 13 tells us, we're going to be face to face.Personally, face to face with God.
我们需要的真的很咀嚼我们跟神的关系。为什么？因为将来讲到就说将来我们会跟神面对面。
Because that's what 1 Corinthians 13:12 says. Now we see dimly in a mirror, but then, in the future, in the new heavens and new earth, you'll see love, which God is love, face to face.
就讲到话，我哋可能啊，我哋模糊不清，我哋好似睇住个镜咁样。但系最终最后啦，去到最终最后啦，我见到神嘅时候，我哋会同神面对面。
I know, in some cultures it's impolite to stare.
我知道有啲嘅宗教或者有啲嘅文化系若然好直接去面对一个人，好似冇咁礼貌。
But I'm not talking about staring by a stranger.I'm talking about, you know, when lovers are face to face.
我所讲嘅唔系话大家互相嘅去只系望住个对方。我所讲嘅个爱当中系真系面对面，好似一对嘅夫妇系好面对面望住对方。
Relationships are personal.
人嘅关系系好个每个人嘅关系系好个人嘅。
And our future is what?Says the text in 1 Corinthians 13. It's love. Love remains. Love remains. That's what it says.
我们的将来是什么？他说就说我们的将来就说我们会有爱的长存。
You will know firsthand, personally, what love is, because you will be face to face with the living God.
他就说当最后的最终将来就话我哋会同神有面对面嘅时间嘅关系。
And Jonathan Edwards has a great sermon on heaven, a world of love, which is in his 1 Corinthians 13 series, charity and its fruit.
咁 Jonathan Edwards 佢都系有一个好出名嘅佢经文佢嘅讲到话呢个嘅神嘅伟大嘅爱。
And what Edwards is doing, he's expounding.1 Corinthians 13.
He told the error, he saw Gong, the 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 Gong.
And he says, you have to remember the world was created out of this engine of incredible love, the love of God. And he says, early on in the sermon, in a series of sermons, before there was anything, you had the Holy Trinity of God.
讲就话，当个世界未去创造嘅时候，已经有神呢个三位一体嘅神。
You had the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the three persons in one。
呢个世界当中已经系有呢个神，就系话有天父、圣子、圣灵。
And Edwards is right. You know what they were doing? They were communing, relating to each other perfectly in love。
就话呢个世界未创造以先。这个的三位一体的神他们已经很和谐的里面当中有和谐的爱当中。
And you know, the Holy Spirit now, which influences all holy love, is shed abroad in the hearts of believers.
就说这个圣灵就说将这个的爱的心去给到去相信他们的人。
So you have in you, you're able, though we still are sinners,to at least experience slivers of real love.
所以当我们去相信神的时候，圣灵就来到我们的心当中，能够去学习，我们能够学习到些事，我们怎样去爱。
And as you have before you, Romans 5:5, Apostle Paul says, and hope does not put us to shame. Why? Because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us.
圣灵就是帮助我们有一个爱，就是在罗马书第五章第五节讲到，盼望不至于羞耻。
This is fountain of love you have in you. And of course, in the future, you'll be face to face with it.
这个就是说这个爱的泉源，是神的爱的泉源，是神给到我们，而将来日后的，我们会同神有面对面的时间。
There was this engine of love at the very beginning, before anything was made, God existed. It was the engine of love at the very heart of the universe in the beginning.
在世界创造以先，神的当中的爱已经是在这当中。
I know this mystery, but God is not unipersonal. He's three persons in one.
神是三位一体的神。
So if God is not just one person, then he was always communing in love.
我讲到不是说三位一神，而是三位一体的神，圣父、圣子、圣灵，他们有一个很和谐的关系。That
means he didn't create us in order to get love. He already had love within himself, three persons in one.
圣父、圣子、圣灵三位一体的神，他不是说需要去创造我们，才能够有一个爱，他们自己已经很和谐，当中里面他们已经有一个爱。
And his love is perfect love. It's bottomless. It's omnipotent love.
这个三位一体的神，当中里面是一个充满着和完美的爱，是无限的爱，亦都是无底的爱。And
so as we wrap up here, why? Why would the triune God, three persons in one, have created us? He already had love.
这个三位一体的神，他已经有爱，为什么他还需要去创造我们呢？
So that he could share it with you.
为什么他创造我们？就因为他希望能够将他的神的爱去跟我们一个分享。But
we know how the story unfolds. We turned away from him.
但是我很清楚就说，我们是反而的去犯罪，去不理会他。And
now we use each other and we use him.
但是反而的，我们是互相的去利用对方。
And we show in our living a lack of God's unconditional love. That's why you need to know your future. Your future is a world of love. So aren't then obviously, the conclusion is then you ought to start practicing.
所以，若然我哋知道我哋将来系要面对面去望住遇见神，去明白呢个爱嘅时候，所以而家现今我哋需要去学习，我哋已经系要学习点样去有呢个尝试有呢个爱。Right,
to get ready for that great future, where you are face to face with the fountain of love.
所以我们现在需要的是去学习怎么去爱别人，好叫我们日后将来的，我们面对面去遇见神。Let
me close with another C.S. Lewis quote in his book The Problem of Pain.
最后的，我们想总结就是说，路易斯他所讲的一个痛的问题。And
many of you know this because many of you do love with God's love. When you love somebody the way God does, which is the only way to do it, of course, you limit yourself.
我们希望的，我们尽量的去爱其他人，好像神去爱一样。这是唯一的方法，但是我们有一个有限。
And doesn't it hurt? Isn't it difficult when you tie yourself to someone emotionally, so you can't be happy unless they're flourishing, it hurts.
我哋好困难去做到，点解？因为我觉得就话，哦，对方要要系有一个快乐，我哋要俾出我哋嘅所有去俾到别人嘅快乐，我哋好难去做到。
Why should you go through that hardship, that difficulty?
我要觉得就话，点解我需要去经去咁困难去俾到佢咁做咧？
Because it makes you like Jesus.
但我哋要学习点样去爱。点解？因为我哋去就话，当我哋去尝试去爱别人嘅时候，我哋去学习点样去像耶稣基督。
The reason you should do it is in the end, that's reality. Jesus was the perfect human being. He shows us what reality, what a true human being should be.
耶稣基督系就系话去用佢嘅生命去彰显，就话一个人应该系点样去做，就话一个人应该系无条件嘅去爱对方。
And though the short run is painful, in the long run, that's the way to get joy.
是在短暂当中是很困难，很不容易的去完全去爱对方，但在长远去看，日后的是有一个回应。
And God has showed us that in the giving of his son Jesus.
就耶稣基督他自己的神佢自己嘅去彰显俾我哋睇，就系话佢自己牺牲系俾到我哋一个爱。
You know, if your sacrifice of oneself doesn't bring you joy, it may be because the sacrifice is motivated by something other than love.
若然我哋嘅牺牲系为咗系一啲嘅嘢，唔系为咗去爱别人嘅时候，呢一种嘅牺牲可能唔会俾到我哋有快乐。
Because if you self-sacrifice and your motive is just self-concern, it's not going to produce joy.
我们所谓的自我牺牲，若然是为了我们自私 的理由当中的时候，在当中里面不会找到真正的快乐。
But Jesus desires his people to experience this fullness of joy.
但耶稣基督是希望他的子民能够去感受到这种爱。
And the joy that he speaks of in the Bible comes not from gratifying himself at the expense of others, but from sacrificing himself for you.
耶稣基督所希望我们能够去感受到那种爱，就是好像他这样，他牺牲他自己为了别人的好处，这种爱，这种牺牲才能够得到真正的快乐。
Father, we thank you for your word. We know how difficult it is to put on your kind of love.
主，我们去明白，我们感谢你给我们的爱，我们知道就是很困难的去给出这种无条件的爱。
We often fail to do that in our relating to you and to one another.
我们在互相当中的关系当中，我们很难的去尝试去给出这种关系。
We pray, Lord, that you forgive us, and that we would repent and believe in your gospel message.
主，求你去帮助我们，去宽恕我们，去让我们去求你的原谅，让我们能够去从你的话语当中去学习。
Putting on your kind of love is possible because you've poured your love into the hearts of believers.
你将你的爱已经浇灌住我们的心，让我们将这个心都能够去彰显到俾其他人。
There's no one else but to blame but ourselves for not loving the way you love us.
我哋唔能够去爱别人，好似你爱我哋一样，我哋唔可以去谴责其他人，其实我系自己自私嘅关系。
But there's hope for the Christian because the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, is with us, and He is God.
但我们有一个盼望，就是说耶稣基督是与我们一起，是给到我们一个力量。
And God is love.
耶稣基督是与我们同在，因为耶稣基督他就是神。
We ask for your blessing now as we end this part of the service. In Jesus' name, amen.
求神给我们祝福，我们这样祈祷，奉靠主耶稣名字祈求，阿门。